Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weights to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only in shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only in shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but
the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, you chillin' with your boys, man, your cellmates, QL's the G, T-Row, my cellmate and the producer of the show, and it's your host, your boy, L Boogie. Woo! March Madness has started already! A lot of teams got knocked off yesterday, man. We concluded the combine, but before we get into all that, bro, how you doing, man? How you doing today, man? March 3rd, you know what I mean, 2014. How your day going so far?
Oh, man, you know how we get down, man. I love the intro, man. The streets is talking. Every time I hear that, I get hyped. It's Monday, man. I love the way the weekend went down. Ooh, we got shot in the ass yesterday, didn't we? Yeah, for those that don't understand that, man, we had the little, you know, the little youngsters in the tournament in this basketball club thing, man, and did we run into some competition on for the championship game. Them boys out of California ain't playing no boogie, but, you know, hopefully we can be able to grow off of you know, what happened to us over the weekend against California, you know. But other than that, man, whole bunch of sports, man, going down. We got a lot to talk about. And you know how we do it, man. We like to start off wherever we can, whatever we think is the hottest news. You know what I'm saying? So, man, whatever you want to talk about, man, I want to get down to it. But before you do that, man, I want to give a shout-out, man. I want to give a shout-out to all my listeners that be checking us out on the web, El Boogie. I love our listeners that be checking us out on the web, keeping us hot. Everybody that be calling in into the asylum. Ooh-wee. I know y'all can't wait. I can't wait neither. So we about to really get it in today. It's Monday. Did you see the Oscars last night, El Boogie Down? Man, them Oscars was on 12 Years a Slave. If you ain't seen it, you better go get the bootleg. It only won the best picture of the year. So go on and go get your bootleg copy. If you ain't watched it, go ahead and watch it. Keep your shotgun close to you. You might need it, but you know how it goes. What's up with the L Boogie?
Speaking of Oscar, your boy Oscar Pistorius, man, he pleads not guilty to murdering his girlfriend, the supermodel Reva Steenkamp. The neighbor heard 4 shots, and I feel kind of bad for the young lady because she had a great career going. If you don't know about her, look her up. Man, she's great. She was hot. I don't know what my man did. And it's ironic. He says that it was, you know, because of the high rate of burglary. He thought it was a burglar. The neighbor said she heard screams. I don't know who to believe. Because it's always their story, his story, and the truth. But he's being charged with 1 count of having unregistered firearms, 2 counts of discharge of a firearm in public, and the 3rd charge is 1 count of premeditated murder, which holds 25 years of life in South Africa. Now, Ro, let me ask you this.
Poor old Tink Tink. Ain't that what Cat Williams said? Cat Williams the one started all this Tink Tink, man. Poor old Tink Tink.
It's ironic that the Oscars was yesterday and Oscar is being put on trial today for murder. What do you think about that, Ro? Do you think that he's merited for pleading not guilty? You think he's going to make it? Do you think there's a reasonable doubt that he's not guilty?
Man, you know, there's always a small smidget of reasonable doubt that just might get this guy off of the charges that they're trying to bring on him. He pled not guilty today for killing his model girlfriend. And I'm going to tell you this, El Boogie, I think he just might have a chance of getting off for the simple fact that he was the only guy. No, I'm going to take that back. He wasn't the only guy, but he was one of the main names for South Africa when it came down to portray their country or somebody from their country, and it just so happened to be this guy, you know. So from an athlete standpoint, from a standout of, you know, what he's done for his country, he was put on, man, a big old stage, and he was able to come through for his country, not just an individual. Of course, you know, he wasn't able to do it in the individual, but when it came down to the team, they actually placed, you know, they did pretty good in what they didn't want. They weren't even supposed to have a team that was going to be able to compete in the Olympics and let alone, you know, get the place that they got. So for them not to get an A play, I think his name is out there to where, you know, they know him, they know he's a good guy, and then this is the other part to it. Come on, man. You're in South Africa. These dudes are at war every day. You got to keep a peace just to make sure, you know, because these dudes are breaking and entering. You know what I mean? They don't care what's going on. We're going to break in. We're going to take what you got, and we out of here. And in South Africa, man, you got to be, come on, man. Poor little Tate Tink. He should have known that it was his girl. I don't know what, you know. You know, he ain't got no leg. Maybe his legs wasn't close enough. Maybe he was, you know, slides across the bathroom or wherever he was. You know what I mean? Because his crib is tight, but you know what I'm saying? If you seen the house is off the chain, man. The dude, woo, he live in lavish in South Africa. But the thing of it is that, you know, he done did the damn fool, and now he gonna have to pay the price. So I'm hoping in the sense that for what he did for South Africa that he'll get a pass. Now, I mean, I ain't trying to say that for him to get a pass because I really don't know what happened.
You are.
I'm just saying. If by any slim margin that he gets off, it's going to be because of what he did for South Africa during the Olympics. That's all I'm saying.
This can be the OJ trial of South Africa.
It's going to be a riot in South Africa.
It's going to be a riot in South Africa. And because of the things that he did, he got the girl. What guy that you know with stilt legs that can run a 4.940 and get a supermodel? You know doggone well he was well portrayed, so that's why he got the girl. First you go, what Scarface always say, man? First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the girl.
Good old Scarface.
Gangster. And I think he was too gangster when he killed his girl. You know what I mean? It was like how Scarface killed his sister. You know? He didn't mean to, but it just happened. He didn't kill her, but somebody else did through the window. But anyway, let's get off of that. You got a lot of things that went on over the weekend, bro. I'm just going to ramble some things up, and you tell me what do you think, man. You know what I mean? You had Anquan Boldin. You know, he signed a 2-year deal worth $12 million, $9 of it guaranteed. Your boy Mike Woodson from the Knicks, my coach, coaching my team, he's going to shake up the lineup and put Amari Stoudemire and J.R. Smith in. Is that really going to make a difference? Peyton Manning has been fully cleared by the doctor to play in 2014. Richard Sherman has spoke out against the NFL saying that why not just ban the N-word, but ban all profanity being used on the football field. Also, Jason Collins has signed a second 10-day contract.
Yeah.
They told LeBron James, you cannot be the villain. You look too cold in that mask. You're not bigger than the league. That's what that was. He had to go with the clear mask. He looked too cold in it. And did you see... I'm not even going to mention it. Yes, I am. Did you see Chris Bosh put on the mask? Like, come on, man.
That's why they made it switch it up. All because of Chris Bosh getting on that. That man,
she,
damn tweeter.
And should Carmelo Anthony, after what I've seen, man, should he opt out? And like I said, it's the beginning. It's the first of the month. And it's the beginning of March Madness, and 5 of the top 10 got knocked over the weekend. It's frenzy. It's going to keep shaking up, bro. I don't know who's who, you know what I mean, who's going to catch fire. But let me ask you this question. Conference is the best in college basketball.
Oh, man. That's a good one. That's a good one because, you know, we all these conferences are switched up. But I'm going to give it to the ACC, man. The ACC got some squads in it right now that look like they're going to be pretty dominant when the tournament finally settles out. So we're going to see. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to really see where everybody's going to be placed at. We still got the beginning of March where we get all the conference championships, conference tournaments and things like that. So once we get that out the way, then we're going to know who needs to go where. But like you said, it's the first of the month, baby. Oh, March Madness. You got to love it. Jewels, I see.
When we come back from the commercial, I'm going to holler about this NCAA basketball and the conferences. You kicking it in the streets, man. T-Ro, Jewels, L Boogie. Let us know what you think about Old Boy Tink Tink. We got some Antonio Tarver news too, man. We got to tell you what happened in the street with this guy. Let's go. I hope that got you hype on the first of the month, man. First to the 15th, we gonna roll. You already know. You back in the streets, man, with your boy Jewels and GT Ron. I'm your wholesale hoogie. Man, we got a lot going on today. You know what I mean? Today began the, you know, the murder trial of, you know, Oscar Pistorius, a.k.a. Tink Tink, for a couple counts, but the main count is premeditated murder of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Four shots. Bang, 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 bang. Like Chief Keef. Bang, bang. I want to give a big shout-out, man, to John Wall, you know what I mean, and James Harden. They was Player of the Week this week. John Wall, 25-10 in the three wins this week, and James Harden averaging 27 points. And listen to this. I said John Wall was MBG. I said he was nothing but garbage. That's what I said.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I'm not retracting my words. And the reason why I said that, just like Kyrie Irving, when they're hurt, how can you know if they're good? So with them playing and John Wall doing what he's done, at least he's making his team be 500. We'll see what he does in the playoffs and has he masturbated into something. Everybody can't ride me. Man, well, you so hard on John Wall. Well, it's about time.
You a hater, man. I swear you be hating on the young talent, man. You got to stop hating so much, man. I don't know what being your bowl of cereal is anymore. You eat cereal oatmeal. You old school cat. I know you be on some breakfast. But I don't know what kind of brown sugar you be using. Come on, man. You know John Wall is the man. He the best out of all of the guards that John Calipari has put out there in the league, dog. He's the best. And John Calipari didn't have a lot of talent. And I'm talking about guards, pure guards. You didn't know Eric Bledsoe was going to do what he's doing. The Teagues, oh, my goodness, they so scrabble bob. They so bobblehead with it. You know what I mean? The Harrisons, they going to, man, it's going to take them a while when they get in the league. And, of course, your boy who's all wonderful, Mr. Derrick Rose, who decided everything of everything, can't get it right. He hurt, and we don't know when we're going to see the best of Derrick Rose again. Have we seen the best of Derrick Rose? Was when he won the MVP, was that the year that we saw the best of Derrick Rose? Is that it? I hope not. So I hope that D. Rose can come on back. But back to the original point, John Wall is the best point guard that John Calipari has put in the NBA, bar none. You think about it, dog. And, yeah, he's been injured, and I agree with you. If you're injured, and you got to be on the floor for me to see and give you props on what you are doing or what we supposed to be seeing you doing. But at the same time, come on, dog. Did you see the threat? Did you see the All-Star Weekend? We saw it today. Did you see the All-Star Weekend? Damn you. That's all we were missing.
Listen, man. Don't put me on the wall just yet. I'm not on the wall yet. So, you know, yes, he's put his team into playoff contention, and it's about time. You know, he got a reason 40 points the other night. That's what I want to see. You getting other guys better. That's the only way it can get done. For you to be great. In my book,
he had a triple double, man. Come on, man.
I got two questions for you, bro. This is two questions. And I want you to tell me honestly.
You know we keep it 100. What's up?
It's been on my mind all day since the shellacking from yesterday. Is Carmelo Anthony and Kyrie Irving going to opt out and leave their respective places, man?
I'm going to go with the first question first about Melo. Melo has the opportunity – let me take it back. Melo has the best opportunity of going somewhere that he really wants to go to. You get what I mean? He can really just say, hey, I want to go here. Because teams with this luxury cap and this and that, teams can – give away first round, second round picks, and match up contracts to get Melo in if Melo decides to go to that specific organization. My thing is that I don't want Melo, who can get $129 million from the New York Knicks, which is the most that he can get from any organization. I just don't want him stay in New York and then still have to go through what he's going through, because we all know that Melo is a first round and done. Without any help, he can't be as great as we know him to be. When he was a freshman at Syracuse was a good team, but they needed his scoring. So that's what made them win the national championship, because they had other guys around them that fit, but they needed his scoring. With the Knicks, they need his scoring, but they need much more, and he can't deliver much more for what he does for the Knicks. It's much different. He doesn't have those pieces. Until he gets those pieces, then we'll be able to see how great Carmelo really is, because when you see him in the Olympics, when he get in, it's all butter. You ain't got to worry. You know what Carmelo's going to do. It's not like even with the Knicks, you know what he's going to do. He's going to score, but you're not going to get anything else out of him. You know what I'm saying? Great mental about knowing basketball, great offensive player, but he can't play. He doesn't play great defense, and he doesn't fire up others to follow his lead on defense, like LeBron. You know, LeBron to get a block, and then Chris Bosh get a block, and then Birdman get a block. You know, it's a you got to have that in you to have the other guys around you to pick it up. You know what I mean? To follow your lead. You know, like you. If you got to steal and you hustling and you hitting three, you make, you know, me coming behind you, make me want to do the same. You know, I can't come in where you were 110 and then me come in and I'm 75, 80. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to match. So I got to make sure that, you know, these guys have to make sure that when they, when Carmelo pushes his button, they got to push their button. They're not doing that. It's just Carmelo looking like he's the only one that wants to win. And then in the postgame, it's like, yo, nobody wants to play. And it's all coming down on him.
Hold on, man. Let me say this. I'm going to define my man Carmelo Anthony. And I've been rolling with him since he's been a freshman and a senior at Oak Hill. I've been on the road. I've seen this kid AAU. I've watched him. Great player. Great talent, but he cannot carry a franchise by itself. Point blank, that's just it. He cannot do it. And they're thinking of Chicago. Please, he'll go to Chicago, and then Derrick Rose won't come back. He'll get hurt again. Knock on wood, hope he don't. But something like that'll happen.
Okay, hold on. But Chicago has pieces. They play defense. Chicago is one of the top four teams in the East right now without their star. I think Carmelo would fit with Chicago because they got guys who play defense. And they just need his scoring. I mean, they don't need it. Hell, they winning. They got an above 500 record without a score. A real score, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying, Chicago would be a great fit. You don't think a great A would fit in Chicago out of all places, boo-boo?
I just really don't.
Oh, my goodness.
When I say that, I mean, if Derrick Rose come back, yes. But if he doesn't come back and be great like how he, you know, we thought he was or we think he is, it's not going to work. They need everybody to be there.
So you talking about? I mean, for the Knicks, who are you talking about? For everybody,
I'm talking about for the Bulls. Everybody needs to be there. Bulls are Noah, the young kid,
Butler,
you know, Heinrich and Carmelo. I'm not counting Derrick Rose until I see it.
Well, they will have that. They cool. They got pieces. They just missing a score.
Now let me ask you about Kyrie Irving. Is he going to opt out after next year? Cleveland fans, is Kyrie leaving? Is he going to do another LeBron James? What are you going to do to keep a star? You're like the Milwaukee Bucks. See, listen to this. I got a theory. Let's just cancel all those teams out of the league and put those teams and make them one and put them in another city. Milwaukee, Cleveland, Sacramento. Let's just get some teams and put them all together and put them in a city. Man, don't nobody want to play there? Who wants to play in Milwaukee and Cleveland?
Hey, this is what I'm going to say about Kyrie. I don't think Kyrie will do that. Kyrie is pretty close to home, so I don't think that he's going to do anything to leave that organization. I think you got a good dude in Kyrie. You just have to find peace within the locker room. Maybe he doesn't know how to be quite the leader of what everybody is expecting him to do because he looks like such a cool cat. So, you know, some of these, you know, you gotta have a real good way of communicating to some real hardcore thugs who who use basketball as a means of, you know, their life, like really, you know. Not saying that Kyrie came from a bad background, but, you know, his was probably a little bit more stable than others within that locker room, you know what I mean? So what?
You just put it on background.
We talk about as far as being a leader. As far as being a leader, he probably don't know how to talk to certain people. Is he leaving? I don't think he's leaving. I think he's going to stay. I don't think he has that urge to leave just yet like LeBron had. You know what I mean?
Well, it took LeBron 7 to leave.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
but I think Kyrie's out of there.
Oh,
I think he's gone.
You got such a hater tonight. Man, what was in your bowl of grits this morning?
You know what was in my grits, man. You already know. I had salmon and grits this morning with some toast. You already know. If the world want to know how I get down, that's how I eat. Streets is talking. You know what I mean?
Do you want Kyrie to leave Cleveland is the question.
Yeah, I want him to leave. Come be a Nick. We would love to have you be a Nick. Swerving Urban in the garden. Yeah, I wanted to leave. Come to New York. Streets. You already know. But for the city, no. I want him to stay. I want him to jig a little bit more. Maybe some help will come. But they keep telling me, they whisper, and the snitches and everybody tell me, well, we building casinos. We getting this and that. I can't tell.
You better
get
more.
You need more people.
It ain't going to help either way. We got to go to a break, man.
Hold on. Before we go to the break, as we leaving the break, the former world champion, Antonio Tarver, he was just picked up on felony theft and bad checks, Warren. Stimmy for unpaid IOUs at a Las Vegas strip casino. You big dummy. We gonna holler about all the champ, Antonio Tarver. Man, you're doing movies with Sylvester Stallone. Who you gotta owe? The streets, man. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back, we're going to get in the asylum. Man, I see you, little bro. No question. Let's go.
Throwing the pussy, I'm catching. Woo! 223 with the silencer. You wanna rock that shit with the flies first. All gold like Montana. Tony, holes all in my phantom. Rollie, young to kill the gold remix. A nigga don't like it, goddamn him. Young.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, don't believe, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Even all on my hat. Snakeskin all on my hat. Hit your girl with my chains on, so that's gold all on her back. Gold all on my watch. So big it's like a clock. Yeah. Some people wear fox fur on the source cover. I wore fox. Damn. This for all the DJs that got this on replay. Yeah, I sell a brick on eBay, then I celebrate. Several bitches in every state. I'm in Miami with Wayne trying to skate. My family straight. Hey, yo, ho, about to have a ventilate. I owe a one. We did a 68. I say, ho, my nigga. Them ain't red bottoms, top bottom brown. I'm looking strong, my nigga. I'm on loud, not Bobby Brown. That south side up in here. I spell south with a F. about what it would be if I ain't do nothing. Damn right, I'm stunting. Damn right, I'm styling. Just got a girl chauffeur and we on a motorcycle and she driving. This Versace, that Versace, this Versace too. I got killers watching, niggas watching, bitches watching me too. See, I'm on lean, on loud. And I got my own lane.
You back in the streets with your boy T-Row and L Boogie, Jewels the G. Call us up 347-855-8896 or you can get with us on blogtalkradio.com. We get much love, man, all over the world. They holler at us, man. They throw us a kite on the email. No question. The streets is talking. You know what I mean? Facebook us. IG L Boogie 15, Twitter, L Boogie 15, man, we keep it simple, man. Need to get at me. Some things been jumping off. Old Think Think. Oh, Oscar. Oscar Pistorius. He pleads not guilty to murder of his wife. They said it's premeditated. He on some counts. Illegal ammunition in his house. Premeditated murder, discharge of a firearm in public. Oh, it's going down.
Hell, Boogie, was that four shot? Baka, 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 baka. Get back.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang. Oh, it's heard it. And listen to this. Not only is it premeditated, but feel this. It went through the door. After one shot and your wife screams, you could not stop fire. You wanted, you man, whoever it was, you wanted them gone. You wanted them DOA. Death on arrival. That's what you wanted.
Come on
now. I guess you didn't have your legs on. And he panicked.
He was sliding, dog. He was using them hands. He could. Only thing he can get to was a gun. You know what I'm saying? They were hanging low level. So he had to slide on over there. He was swimming. You know what I'm saying? He was swimming out. Now, you know what he was doing? What Coach Mack used to have us doing? Seal walking.
He was seal walking, bro.
Still walking like a gotta get up.
He was still walking. Back. And then another walk. Back. And then wanted to, you know, how did he cover it up? How did he move so fast to cover it up? Are you kidding me?
Poor old Tink. No, hold on. But I don't even know if that's worse. Poor old Tink Tink or Tony Yo.
Yeah. What's Antonio Tarver's problem, man? Writing these IOUs and couldn't pay him over $200,000 for him. What's wrong with this guy? Ain't he making movies?
About 2 months ago, I saw him on Fox Sports 1. He was in a fight. The dude was huge. Like he was fighting heavyweight. Knocked the dude out, of course, in the first round, right? So I'm just trying to figure out how much did he get paid for that fight and how do you have IOUs at the win? If the win handed out IOUs, hey, Mr. Win, I'll be there next weekend. You held it out long.
I'm going to show you a fake bank account where I got over $200,000. I need an IOU too. I need a marker. I need a marker. I really do. It's frenzy. Are you kidding me? And I was, you know what I mean, on the sports officials the other day, Sunday, and I said about the NFL Combine that it should not be for first and second round draft choices, projectedly. It should be for third round and guys who are projected free agents. They should be the ones at the Combine. Those projected first, second round players, they should just have their pro day. And we'll go from there because that's what they do anyway. I really don't understand, you know, why they do that. I just think it's, you know, a lot of, like they said, it's media, which I understand is propaganda as well. And it's a modern day slavery. You saw the movie 12 Years of Slavery? We better wake up. We're getting Oscars, but we don't really know what it means. Because it's so real and deep, that's why.
You know what I mean? Man, great point, dog. I'm glad 12 Years of Slave won Best Picture of the Year for the Oscars, man. Big ups to Steve McQueen. Boy, that boy acted a fool on that stage when he won his Oscar. But that's what you do when you just got an out-of-body experience when you get something that big. You know what I mean? So big ups to everybody who won an award last night. You know, even the young lady who was his acting as his wife, Lupita. I can't say her last name the right way, but she was Best Supporting Actress as well. So big ups to those in that getting those big awards, man, because, you know, that's the Grammys and the Oscars. They're the only two that matter. You know what I mean? Everything else just fall below, you know, you just have award shows so people can make some extra money, make a living. But, you know, when it comes down to it, those are the two biggest, dog. But, yeah, you know, enough of that, man. Get ready to jump into the asylum, man, because I think we just talked enough, man. Poor old Pink Tate and poor old Antonio Thomas. But Antonio, what were you thinking? I think he's back on that crack, man, because, you know, he's in that crack state.
It's just calling me. It's calling me. Wow. He probably had the white on his lips, too, looking just like Chris Rock, man. Powder everywhere. Looking like Powder the Pimp from How High. Oh, let's get to the asylum, bro. Who we got coming in right now, man?
Big Brother T-Mac is on the line.
Big Brother T-Mac, what's the deal, man? What's going on this Maniac Monday, man? You know, we getting, you know, it's hot.
What's good, fellas? Y'all always hot, man.
Let me ask you, D-Mac, what do you think about the situation over there with Oscar, you know what I mean, Pistorius with the attempted murder, or he's pleading not guilty to the murder charge of his ex-girlfriend? Of his girlfriend, I should say, excuse me.
Man, I've seen a little bit of it today, you know what I'm saying? Not much going on. I think the little dude had a little jealous rage or something with his little model female, man, and whacked her, man. I mean, I really don't know how the law is over there in Africa, man, but I don't think it's looking good for my man. They got a black African judge on the stand. He don't have, like, no 12-man jury or nothing like that, so she's the one that got to make this decision of this guy, but... I think he's going to get some time. He whacked a pretty young lady, man, so I think they ain't going to have no sympathy for my man.
You think he's going to get 25?
He might not get 25, but, I mean, his excuse is kind of lame. Then they get in some type of little argument or something like that, and he had a little jealous rage, but then they got photos or some type of video footage of, like, the week before where... they was hugged up and kissing. I mean, I think I think he probably was going to leave him or something. You know what I'm saying? He might have stubbed her the wrong way, man, when, you know, the legs came off, man. She ain't like that.
Yeah. D-Mac, you are correct. There was something where they got into it this morning when they were, you know, discussing back and forth, and there was something going on that didn't line up or add up when he with the timelines and things, and so they're I don't know if he did it purposely, but man, to put folks through the dope and you heard her screaming, come on, man.
I agree with you, Big Boy T. I don't think he wanted to kill her, probably wanted to scare her, but when you get to playing with toys and, you know, those type of toys, you know, bad things happen, man. And maybe he was trying to scare her, but it went the wrong way. So, hey, man, he might not get 25, but I don't think he's going to get off either. I don't think they're going to let this happen with the pretty young lady that he had.
What do you think about Carmelo Anthony? You think he should opt out?
Man, I blame the owner of the organization, man. I've been doing a little research and everything, man, and the billionaire owner for the Knicks, man, he does not want to win, man. I mean, you fired your GM for no reason. You won 54 games last year. So now everything is on the head, coach. I mean, Melo performs every night, but Stoudemire is not the same. J.R. Smith is a nutcase. Tyson Chandler, he's okay, but they're not putting the right pieces around Melo, man. Do I want Melo to lead the Knicks? No, man, you know what I'm saying? If he was to go anywhere, go to L.A. or something like that, I mean, I hate to see somebody like Melo traveling. I was listening to you guys, and I don't think it's about the money with Melo no more. Melo got his money. He's represented Jordan Brand and stuff. I think Melo wants to win. He won on the high school level. He won on the college level. He sees his peers, LeBron and them, winning championship rings. KD got a chance to win. And I think that's what it's about with Melo, man. And should he leave? I admit, because I don't see, you know, the owner for the Knicks. I mean, he's a Jerry Jones, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the money when it should be all about winning. So I think Melo should definitely opt out, you know what I'm saying? Go to L.A., play with Kobe, you know, build the Lakers back up, you know what I'm saying? When Brody traded them from the get-go, I was wishing the Lakers would have got them, but you know, of course, Denver wasn't going to trade him to another team in the West at that time. But, man, he needs to go, man. If they're not going to build around him right now, Melo needs to call shots. Melo needs to be like, this is what I need. This is who I want. And if you ain't going to give me this, I'm outing. I'm outing five. See ya. Deuces.
What do you think about Richard Sherman saying that not just ban the N-word, but ban all profanity in the NFL during games?
Well, I agree with that, L. Boogie. For the simple fact is, you got a whole bunch of white owners that's going to sit at the table and talk about, you know, banning the N-word or whatever. I don't think that it would be a big thing right now on the news, on ESPN, on outside lines and none of this stuff. We probably won't be talking about it now if these guys would have came out, the higher ups, and said, let's ban all profanity. Because when you say, let's ban the N-word, you're referring to the black race of guys that says it. You know what I'm saying? And I think everybody has spoken out, and I just don't feel that's right. You know what I'm saying? To ban that word. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the word, but do I use the word? Yes. I won't use the word at my job. You know what I'm saying? I won't use it if, you know, we're out at a sports bar and there's white people around. But, hey, if we in the man cave or we at the house or we in the car or something, we're going to use it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, me, I was brought up using the word. I mean, my dad used it, my mom used it, not in a derogatory way, but, you know, that was, you know, where I grew up there off 116th, and, you know, my neighborhood, we used that word. We didn't say it. It wasn't like saying it in a bad way. And white people, we was brought up and was brought around where white people, they was brought up to, hey, you don't use that word around black guys. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to do it because how you just going to pick that one word even though it's bad and, you know, we change it over to what we want it as, you know what I'm saying? And the white people did create that word and, you know, talk down on us with that. But, I mean, banned it all then. No cussing, period. But football is a physical sport, physical game. You get tackled, you twist your ankle, you pull an ACL, somebody step on your foot, or you at the bottom of that pile. Come on, man. That's hard to do. You know what I'm saying? I got a pastor that said, hey, if he go to the bank and his money ain't in the bank, he going to be like, you know, use a little bit of profanity, man. So, I mean, I think it's bigger stuff to talk about in this world and things, that need to be more talked about than the N-word.
Great point, great point. What do you think about Antonio Tarver, you know what I mean, owning this Los Angeles strip casino over $200,000 in Las Vegas? I'm sorry.
I didn't hear nothing about that until you guys talked about that, man. Give me a little bit more input on that.
Well, this is what happened. He wrote some bad IOUs. He got markers, you know, from the Wynn Hotel. And stating that, you know what I'm saying, I'll owe you if I lose. So he didn't pay that back. So when you don't pay it back, it turns into felony fraud.
Wow. Antonio Tarver,
it's over $200,000 worth.
Antonio Tarver on that money like that, do he?
I would think that he would. I mean, he's been in a couple prize fights. I mean, he should have had over at least $10 million.
Well, the last time I seen him, he was making a movie with Rocky or something like that 10 years ago.
Hey, man, you know, if you were from the streets perspective, L Boogie D Mac, you know you don't spend what you don't have. You cannot be, man. 200,000? Come on, bro. We stop at about 200, 400.
Dollars.
Right, dollars. Yeah.
Dollars.
nothing over that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to pay you that much back. I mean, man, I hate losing 50 cents and having to owe my dude a 50 cent. You know what I'm saying? So
maybe he ain't got all that money that you know, people think he got, but you know what I'm saying? He's going just on his name, so... You know, he was feeling lucky that day, feeling like, hey, this is going to help me get out of debt or whatever I'm in. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, a couple cats will probably come along and help him out. Or, hey, who knows, we might see another Antonio Tarver, Roy Jones, Antonio Tarver, Mike Tyson. You know, these guys need money, man. So, hey, when they need money like this, I'm sure we'll be trying to sign some deals, some fights. He trying to cash in on his name, man. His name, you know, I ain't heard
Tarver
in a minute.
Let me ask you this last question. What do you think about LeBron being banned by the NBA from the Black Mass having to go clear? What do you think about that?
Man, I thought that was a bunch of crap, man. Actually, man, you know I'm not a fan of his. But when I watched the game and he came out with it, man, he looked like a superhero, man. You know what I'm saying? The tats, the gut mask. I mean, they were saying something about you need to see the expression of a player's face and this and that. I'm like, you know, I can't wait to talk to you guys. Like, what you mean you need to see the expression of somebody's face? I mean, you can see his mouth. You can see his eyes. I mean, clear black. I mean, what's the big deal, man? I mean, once again, man, these leagues, man, football, basketball, it's getting watered down, fellas. It's getting watered down, man. Everything is getting watered down now, and I just don't understand, and I don't like it. What's the big deal he has on the black mask? So what?
The thing,
you know what I'm saying? That's LeBron James.
The thing about it is that in any corporation, called uniformity, and they're letting you know that we still run this, and you're going to be in uniform. You're not bigger than the league.
Hold on.
You said when the tall
Michael Jordan, he couldn't wear no black mask.
Right. But back to L Boogie.
Guaranteed.
L Boogie.
Right now, LeBron James is the face of the league. So why he wore a black mask? All the kids like it. It was nice. You know what I'm saying? He looked like, you know, Batman.
He looked it scary.
Hey, I agree with you, L Boogie. They showing that they still have control. NFL is showing that they're trying to have some type of control, man. And before it's all said and done, man, sports is going to be watered down, man. From baseball to soccer to boxing, which already been, you know, controversial forever. I mean, man, the games is getting soft, man. And when the games get soft, people going to get soft. Then we going to stop watching it, man. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a lot of these, like, when they started UFC, you know what I'm saying, underground. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be some underground football, some underground basketball, man. I mean, the A&M going to start coming back because the leagues is getting soft, man. It's getting soft. And, you know, people don't want to see that, bro.
Well, I'm going to say this to end on that. I can't say that it's watered down. I'm going to say that it's evolving. Reason being, our fathers would say when we come up, the 80s and 90s, we were soft. You know, oh, he ain't as tough as Jim Brown, or he ain't as tough as, you know what I mean? So every generation is going to say that they're not as good as the other.
But you can't say that because you hear now that the athletes now in the sports and with the equipment and the technology and science and everything, man, we're bigger than the athletes back then. We bigger, we're faster, we're jumping higher. You know what I'm saying?
No.
How can you stop
that
lineman from running full speed and going to make a tackle to just stop itself midstream, man? You can't do that, man. That's impossible, man.
My thing is that they're bigger and stronger, but their heart is not bigger and stronger than what the little guys used to be. There's not too many Jack Lambert linebackers in the league, just all heart, and only was weighing 225. He played with a lot of heart and passion. See, now they're just playing with physical skill and just not playing with that. That's all
that's
that I'm saying.
Coaching.
So
I believe that's coaching because I believe you can pull the best out of anybody. If you know that person got it inside of them, no matter their size or nothing, you got to grasp as a coach and pull that out that person, and that person got to, you know, be able to perform and put in that effort. So, I mean, I think that's where good coaching come in at. You know what I'm saying? And I done seen you do that on the coaching level. You know what I'm saying? Bring out the best in your players or even with your teammates. I have done it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure T has done it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got it in them. It's just coach or teammate or a player. Can you pull it out? T just said it best. You know, he played behind you. If you took the bar at 110, he want to come in and do 110, and that comes from good leadership. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have it in you, and the coach and them got to have it to bring the best out of you. That's just me.
Man, there you have it. From the streets, D-Mac, we appreciate you. Hey, man, when your birthday, man? Don't you got a birthday coming up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My birthday is Sunday, March 9th, man. I'm joining that thing they call the 4-0 Club. You know what I'm saying? I'm joining that 4-0 Club, dog. 40 good years.
40 Club, no doubt.
All right. I'll be tuning in Friday. You know what I'm saying? I'll be out here in these streets kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Doing my thing. I'm celebrating all week. I'm sipping on a little reggae red right now. You know what I'm saying? Chiming in with my brother, listening to the show, man.
Streets, man. We love you, man. As always, tell a friend.
I love y'all too, man.
To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
No doubt, dude.
That's what's up, L Boogie. But I got to ask you this, man. Hold on, man. Before we go any further, before we go to this commercial break, uniformity? What the hell? Boy, you've been reading the dictionary. You and Stephen A with these damn words, man. I don't know what the hell's going on with y'all, man. You niggas read the dictionary for leisure? What the hell's going on with all these words, man? This nigga right here, man. That's why we do this, man. It's
Hey, this is Streets, man. You know what time it is. It's a quick break. When we come back, we're going to the show. Man, I want to give a shout out to Nard Park, Texas. You know, Skeeter Mo, I see you, baby. We'll be back. It's the Streets. What's your name? What's your sign? Zodiac killer. All right, gotta die. Even Max Splinter. Yeah. Murder 187. I be killing them bitches. I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax, Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman. I'm selling all these hoes dreams. Got a white girl with big titties. Flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch. Call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth. Then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas. Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight. And that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
Now look at us.
All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck.
You hoe
ass.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. And I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes want that hose pipe, so I give all these hoes pipes. She get on that dick and stay on. All night, like porch lights, let's do it, for talking, we out here, we ballin', and I'm spraying at these western niggas like WD-40, we fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or buts, bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up, but my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever, these bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers, I'm Suchi, young Suchi, where trucks fit, but Gucci, she blowin' kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you, now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
Oh, man, we back in here in silence, man. We having a ball tonight.
Hell, fuck all y'all
bitches.
You know what I mean? Everybody that's listening out there, man, we appreciate you listening in.
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
Oh, man, it's cold.
And your nigga a hoe.
Hey, man, he fully recovered, you know what I mean, from the doctor. He got cleared to play 2014. Should it be his last year? He going out on the cart. Is he going to be able to withstand another year? Or is he going to be mashed? Poor Tink Tink. He pleaded not guilty of, you know what I mean, premeditated murder. Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote. It's going down. See, Carmelo opt out. They talked about LeBron with the mask. He had to change it up. 5 of the top 10 went down over the weekend. Which conference do you think is the best in college basketball? Antonio Tarver, you big dummy. IOUs at a Las Vegas strip casino, over $200,000, turned into felony fraudulent checks. He's in Florida right now, though. What's up with Florida, man?
Everybody get locked up in Florida. Even Aaron Schaefer got a charge in Florida.
Oh, they're going to be kicking it big time. They're going to be kicking it together in the field. Talking about, you remember when we did this? You remember that play at the...
Frenzy! Collins, a second 10-day contract. Richard Sherman, he said that all profanity should be banned if you're going to ban the N-word. NCAA basketball. Florida, once again, number one, 27-2. Wichita State, number two. Arizona, three. Duke, four. Virginia, they knocked off my Syracuse Orange. Yes, they did. We can't get it done on the road. That means on a neutral court, I don't know. We're suspect. We're suspect. Yeah, I said it. Villanova, they number six. Syracuse, they number seven. My guys, Kansas, eight. Wisconsin, representing the Big Ten, number nine. And old Steve Fisher, the old coach of the Fab Five, rounds out the top ten with San Diego State at 25-3, number 10. They're deceiving. Their RPI isn't that good, though. But we'll see. Just like Wichita State, we'll see.
It's just a conference, but they have talent. They got talent.
Which conference is the best, though, Ro? You said ACC?
Yeah, because, you know, Virginia is a surprising team this year. You didn't really think that they were going to do what they're doing. Duke, of course, is always a challenge with Coach K over there. With the addition of teams like Syracuse and other teams that have joined the ACC this year, I mean, look at how long Syracuse held down the number one spot. So I'm just saying the ACC has more team and more depth than any other conference out there. The Big Ten is pretty cool with Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State. You know those teams are going to show up in tournament time. They might not be doing so good right now, beating each other up in the conference, but when it's all said and done, when that tournament starts, you know where Izzo going to end up. You always know where Mr. Tom Izzo going to end up when this March Madness thing kicks off. So you can never count Michigan State out. Michigan played, you know, started off hot and then kind of mellowed out. But, I mean, the Big Ten is right there with them. The SEC, I mean, you only got Florida. Yeah, Kentucky kind of iffy. Ole Miss, you just excited to see one guy. And, you know, Tennessee is, you know, 50-50. You know, they'll be one of the 12-5 matchups, and they'll be the 12 that will upset a 5, you know what I mean, when the tournament starts. So, I mean, it's just a lot of teams out there. You can't trust the top 25 right now. Hell, you can't even trust the top 5 right now. So we'll see. It's just going to really depend on how the conference tournament shapes up. And once the brackets are filled, then we'll get a better understanding of, you know, who's going to do what and who we feel like is going to get us that $1 million when we hit that bracket, that perfect bracket that Warren Buffett going to give us. You know what I mean? So I can't wait to see it, baby. It's March Madness. Can't wait to see my man. I've been seeing a lot of my man Digger and also my man, Jalen Rose, man. You know, I love them dudes. You know, it's beyond it, man. So I can't wait to see what's going to go down. Yeah, Reese Davis, you know, that's my dude be announcing the game. You know, so I can't wait, man. You know what it is. But who you think the toughest conference? I'm going with the ACC. Who you got?
I know this might sound kind of like off the wall, kind of crazy. The Big 12 has some teams. They have some physical teams, guys who like to play. You have Texas, Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. You know, so those teams are going to be a tough out in the tournament. They should get a lot of teams in. You know, they, just because of star power. They have a lot of star power in that conference as well, and people want to see them. So you know, I know you smell the money. If they go far in their respective conference tournament, like your Oklahoma States, even though they're not ranked, If they get a chance to go far in their conference tournament, they'll be in. They just win a game. So it's going to be very interesting. That conference, they play hard over there. It's very interesting. People get knocked off.
What did you just tell me earlier? We'll see. I told you, I don't know what was in your peanut butter this morning, man, with your jelly sandwiches, man. What is wrong with you? The Big 12, I love Texas. Don't get it twisted, but the Big 12, Kansas, Oklahoma State, what? Make Marcus Smart mad. He going to just jump in the stand. He going to do it twice. He going to pull a Ron Artest this time. To get beat up.
You got a quiet storm down there, you know what I'm saying, in Norman in Oklahoma. You know, I've been watching these guys. You got some teams that might be a tough out in the tournament if they get in. So, you know, the Big Ten, why did the left-hand kid leave Ohio State? He got drafted by the Spurs, and you don't even hear his name. He should have stayed. Old State, offensively challenged like a lot of these teams. So it's gonna be tough. I just need to see where people is gonna be seated. Then I can give you a better understanding of who I think is what. But those top tier guys, the top 10, they'll be there. That's just how it's gonna go. Any upsets, of course, early on. But we know the cream is going to rise to the top this year. I don't see any sneaks as we usually do. But we ready to go to the asylum, man. Can we get to the asylum one more time?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Let's go ahead and take it out to the chef, man, because you know he's ready to stir up some. I'm pretty sure some over the weekend got him excited. So let's go out to our big brother, the chef, man, because I know he probably got something on that pot he needs to tend to. Yo, chef, what's the deal, baby? You know you're live with your brothers from the streets, man. What's happening?
Man, what's up, players?
Just chilling on this manic Monday, man. You know, man, it's just crazy. Elden to the Stephen A. Smith Vocabulary School for Thugs and grab some new words. I don't know what's going on. He's a hater tonight. But knowing you probably 85% with him, so I don't know where you're going to be swinging this evening. So I got to watch it when I talk to you because I don't know. You like to stir up controversy all the damn time.
Man, absolutely, man. You know.
What's going on?
Chilling, man. I'm sitting back, relaxed in the city, looking good, feeling good. Got a big day tomorrow, so you know, the streets is talking. The weekends was blazing. And we here, man. Monday, man, we here. First day of the work week, man, we here. All work, no play.
What do you think about your boy Oscar Pistorius, a.k.a. Tink Tink? Please, not guilty of murdering his girlfriend in his home.
Man, I'm going with D-Mac, man. I think it was an order hit, man, you know. Listen, man, this new generation, this new era, man, of these young dudes dealing with these females, man, they got some that these old heads ain't got, man, because they got the world going crazy. It's body after body. They messing with somebody. And that person who they messing up on, man, they going to body you and that other person body. So, you know, it's a big, man. It's something, man, in the air. That's what we going to say. Because we ain't going to say the water. Because, yeah, it's something in the water. It's something in that water. That's what we going to say. Whew. Man, I don't know, man. I hope he ain't do it. But, you know, man, we going to send a blessing to him, man. Hopefully he come through on a new date. OJ, but if not, they're going to hang him over there.
Poor old TP. Hey, the best thing about it, you know, Nelson Mandela wasn't trying to hear that killing thing. You know, it ain't no such thing as a death penalty over there because of Nelson Mandela. And so they ain't going to gas him up or nothing, but he might rot in the cell. I don't know. Like I was telling L, the only way that I think that he's going to get off is if the judge, like D-Mac says, it's only one person that's going to make this decision, and it's up to her. But what I was saying, I'm not saying that he should get a pass, but if he should by any chance get off, it's going to be because of what he did for South Africa in the Olympics a couple of years ago. It's going to be because his name was out there. And it's a lot of pressure put on you when you've been interviewed so many times by so many different countries and networks, and you're out here, and this is when the gun was up, the cameras were on him. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even on the best runner in the competition. It was on this dude. And then now, you know, let me ask you this. Did you see old Oscar's house from the view that they showed down there in South Africa? I need to go try that and see how much that – no, I don't. I don't want nobody trying to break in, you know, because I'm going to have AK. I'm spraying. I'm busting the door down.
Man, we just gonna sit up here and watch how everything unfold, man. When everything start unfolding, we gonna start knowing more. So, man, shout out to the black brother, man, the struggle, man.
Hey, big brother, what's your thoughts on the league making LeBron go from the black mask to the clear mask? What's up with that, man?
Man, listen, man. Remember I told y'all before he played his first game, he turned into the Black Zorro, man. Man, he was flying through the courts, man. The league is not prepared for that. You see how, and listen, did you see his words this weekend? He said, well, the league say, he's laughing about it. He's full of sarcasm. Like, come on. David Stern is no longer in office, man. So who bigger than LeBron right now? Derek Fisher? Man, you all right. that man turned into the Black Zorro. So you know what was going on.
Let me ask you this, sir. What do you think about Antonio Tarver with the frauds?
Man, listen. Man, I don't know what's wrong with Wesley Snipes, Andy Murphy, Antonio Tarver, writing bag checks. Man, Keister and the government. Man, listen, man. It's tax time, man. They feeling like, well, they ain't got the ends or the spreads to pay what they got to pay. They might as well just sit up here and say they got a household name. They the face world of the boxing, so shit. Why not write a bad check? Is he smoking dope? Yes. He's in Vegas on a strip where there's nothing but prostitutes and gambling. And you got that mob down there. And you down there in Vegas. Yeah, you know the mob own Vegas. Let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. The mob own Vegas. You down there writing bad checks. So I think he's trying to, man, push his expiration date, man, quicker than it got to be. Come on, man. I don't know, man. Come on.
That's
you can't
some
be...
old. And I can't believe, you know, it was down there at the Wynn, too. The Wynn got a whole bunch of money. And I told Boo Me, man, you know, hey, man, check this out. Mr. Wynn, I'll be down there next weekend, and you can loan me $700,000. You know, I'll get you, well, I ain't going to go that much. Give me $700. I'll go in and turn $700 to $14,000 in 25 minutes. Give me 25 minutes. I got you.
Man, he down there spending what was it, $200K,
man. And when they caught him and they locked him up, then his bail was $215,000 and a little short of $500.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just to get him out. You know what I'm saying? And then Mr. Wynn say, man, yeah, I need that $200,000 too, by the way.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know what, man? It's so damn right. Oh, shit. L. Boog, what you got to say about L. Boogie?
I think it's a mockery.
Hey, T-Roll, man. You hear how L. Boog is throwing these, man, these words out to us and so, man, what's wrong with L. Is he in the streets or he in the books, man?
Hey, man, I told you, man, I don't know what was in his peanut butter, man. And he went to Stephen A. Smith School of Vocabulary this weekend. I don't know what to do tonight.
What was my man Antoine Fisher name? Larbert Fisher name and Higher Learning? What was his professor name?
Oh, I got to look that up real quick. I got to look that up.
You silly.
Hey, man. Hey, you know I've been waiting for y'all to speak about all night, man. First, let me get on Carmelo, man. I'm about to tell y'all about Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony is going to leave New York. It's three teams that Carmelo will fit right into. Los Angeles Lakers, the Chicago Bulls, and the Dallas Mavericks. If he go into the Dallas Mavericks right now and get Sean Marion up out of there, he's going to leave, man, that's a perfect fit for him. Why not? Man, he's gone from New York. New York is awful. L. Book, I know that's your team. Don't sit up here and get to shoot no shots, no kites. But I'm just keeping it real. The streets is talking. You firing on my calf, I got to fire on your knickerbockers. Listen about your boys. Man, come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, get it.
Man, is we really, man, we talking about New York Knicks. We talking about the Knicks. Man, they are awful, man. I don't even like looking at them guys. They lost, man, just the Knicks. Man,
MBG. Nothing but garbage.
Man, they point spread is 30 points on the point spread from now on. They line is 30. They get college numbers. Man, I don't know, man. The deficit they sit up for losing by, man, is whoo. But listen, man, you know, as me being controversy, man, hey, I'm going to tell y'all what was so exciting on the weekend on my end. I like to have all these coaches ready to catch some work. Man, listen, these coaches this weekend and the last week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, they have no understanding with the referees. They blowing down on them. You got the referees ain't taking them no more. They blowing back. I want to see some blood between the coaches and the referees on the court. Man, listen, tune in to every college game because, listen, hey, we don't know what's going to happen next. Y'all, streets, I'm telling you, baby, we don't know what's going to happen next.
You want to see some blood?
Man, I want to see some blood. Man, what?
What's going down?
Man, what? I'm thinking it's Dean Smith back out there, man. We don't know what's going on. Listen, we don't know what's going to happen in these games. Whew.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this before we move on. Hey, man, what you think about Richard Sherman's decision on saying just don't ban the N-word, ban all the profanity in the league?
Man, listen, man, I'm in the streets, right? I'm in the streets right now. Man, Richard Sherman.
Of course you're in the streets. What are you talking about? You're in the streets.
Man, Richard Sherman acting like a hoe nigga, man. Listen, man. A nigga called you a nigga, man. Listen, man. I don't care about you went to Stanford. You better punch that man in his mouth. You better knock spit out of him. You don't say all type of malicious words on that field, but guess what? It's about how you retaliate. That's what sit up here and feed your ego. That's what make you angry. I don't know what the NFL doing. I don't know what this sports world doing. Because guess what? Everything is going soft to me. Everything. I'm used to seeing teeth getting knocked out of hockey, concussions and stretches all on the NFL football field. I'm used to seeing clotheslines in the air. Sucker punches, man. Look at this now, man. That's too much talking. Man, these dudes got their panties down. Is they wearing panties or briefs? Is you wearing thongs or boxers? Because guess what? It's looking real feminine out there on this stage that we call the sports world. I don't know how to call it, man. I'm just telling you how I feel tonight, man. How I feel, like I've been feeling is, I don't hold my mouth. I sit up here and I talk real slick because I got a slick mouth. I was born into a slick way. Listen, man, this is the way I was built. Not for tough. I was built from a block called Huff. And then what it is, if you punch me in my mouth, I'm going to punch you back in yours. And I pray to God you're going to knock me on the punch, man. I don't know what they talk about. Man, listen, man.
Listen.
So much the streets is fucking you. I'm
listen to this. The professor's name in Higher Learning was Professor Mario Fitz. Maurice Fitz, I'm sorry.
His name was Mario Pitts.
No, Maurice Fitz.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Rico, Mr. Bookum. Yeah, Hell Book. Yeah, Fitz Book. That's your name, like, man. I don't know what you got going on, but guess what, Hell Boogie? Continue it up, man. Hey, man, L Boogie must be cooking a plan. Who you been around today, L Boogie?
Well, you know, in the streets, you know what I mean? I'm also an educator. You know how I be throwing my darts, so you know what I mean? I be doing my, you know what I mean? So
darts.
It's just the streets saying that, you know, we can kill them like that. You know how we do, Chef.
Man, you in the back of third good throwing them curveballs. I don't know what you into. When I heard it and T-Roll caught it, I said, oh, my God. He been around. I don't know what you got stirring up. I gotta see what's going on with you, man. I don't know, man.
I tried to warn everybody before the asylum even got on the line. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to let the world know, man. I don't know, man. Don't ask me what's going on. I'm
man.
Sitting there looking like. Hey, I'm in a zone myself, but I don't know what kind of collard greens he had. You know what I mean?
Man. Oh, D-Mac, man. March 9th on D-Mac. Listen, I'm in the streets, D-Mac. Get at me. I got some clear Hennessy for you, man. Congratulations, man, because we all trying to make it to that big 4-0, man. Hope I make it. I got a bottle of clear Hennessy for you, D-Mac.
Ooh.
Get at me, man. The streets is talking, man. Yeah.
Ooh. Clear.
Yeah, clear.
See, back, I'm gonna pass him your number, man. He gonna get with you, man. He gonna get in the city too.
Yeah, yeah. Man, yeah, man, but you know the streets is talking, man. Hey man, hey L Boogie and T Roll, let me ask y'all one question, man. I wanna know why y'all didn't talk about this Russell Westbrook. Man, the type of performance that man put on, man, woo, is he back? Is he back, y'all?
He been back. You know, it was just that they just lost three in a row. You have to give him time to get his mojo back. You know what I'm saying? Like I was telling y'all last week, everything gonna be all right. Don't worry about that. You get rid of Westbrook, and that boy gonna have a panic attack, and we ain't gonna know how to treat Kevin Durant if any other superstar, or shall I say, if Russell Westbrook leaves. He already, you know, already rebounded from James Harden being gone. So I'm telling you, Westbrook is the key for Kevin Durant doing what he does. As long as he know his boy is coming off the bench, you know, from an injury or something, he was going to do what he had to do to carry his team. So I think this, Oklahoma City going to do some damage.
And Kevin Durant, in those five games, he's been back. His average 33. So it didn't hurt his average at all. Kevin Durant's going to get his. It's just how he's going to get it.
But can we really say, as of yesterday, that Russell Westbrook is back? Can we really say that, man? Y'all see that type of shooting performance? What was he, like 10 for 12?
And did you see the dunk? Yes, he's back.
Man, he cocked it all the way back. Then lifted a leg up that he hurt. Ooh-wee. My Spurs ain't sweating, though, man. My Spurs, because if y'all don't witness, y'all see what my boy TP doing. And he announced 0-16 his last season. We taking it this year, man. We ain't worried about no Pacers,
listen.
No Heat. No, I ain't trying to hear that, L Bug. I ain't trying to hear it.
Listen, man. Let me tell you. Them Spurs on the back of them boots. They kind of dull right now.
Hey, man, so, man, before I leave.
I told you he's disrespectful, man. This dude
man,
is disrespectful, man.
Man, listen, man, I don't know what's up with L, but he disrespectful. He on to that Webster. What you got, a new girlfriend? Man, who on the asylum, man? Is they listening to the show? He got a girlfriend in the asylum, man. I see what's going on. Man, hey, T-Ro, is his head signed to mine?
No.
Is his head,
And that's what's sad. We ain't got no eye candy up in the asylum tonight. It's just numbers of thugs up in the asylum, homie.
Guess
you know
what,
how we get down.
Guess what, though, T-Ro? You know I got snitches up here with y'all, right? Man,
right.
They told me how L Boogie was sharking at that light yesterday, man. You know I got all type of things. I got peoples everywhere. Yeah, L Boogie.
Nope. I didn't want to even breathe. I didn't even want to put that on there, man.
Hey, before we let you go, Chef, LeBron right now has 53 with the new man. And
man.
It just started the fourth quarter. Just to say,
man,
just to let you know what the streets is hollering.
Man, the streets stay hollering, man. And we represent the streets, man, and the educated world. Listen, man, when y'all listen to the streets is talking, y'all getting the best of both worlds. You don't know if you're going to get the street perspective. You don't know if you're going to get the doctrine perspective. But guess what? It's all accurate and it's all love. Listen, man, y'all listen to the streets is talking, man. I am Chef Oat, man. Get at me, man. A taste of heaven with the underscore at the end. 714 Liberty Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man. Let us please your soul, man. And while y'all here, we going to sit up here and we going to party like we in church. We going to get some Jesus into us because I guarantee my cooking is official Jesus toenails. So I'm going to tell a friend to tell another girlfriend to tell her girlfriend, and it's going to get back to y'all, man. We're going to have a menage, man. The streets is talking, man. I love y'all, man.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. No question. Man, let's go to Almighty. Big Brother Almighty. Man, what's on your mind, man? There's been a lot going on the show, man. Run it down to us, man. Talk to us. We're going to be quiet and let you talk because you're the big brother, man. What the deal? We're sitting first in the street of Superior and an alumni of East High High School. I need to put that out there. He's a bomber, baby.
Burn Arizona, burn. Burn Arizona, burn. I had to start off like that. What y'all doing?
Brother, we're in the street. You know that's the only way we know how to do it.
Burn Arizona, burn. What y'all doing in Arizona, man? Are you hanging out with the governor? Y'all trying to throw the little gay people out to our city? What's going on in Arizona, man? What's up? Y'all didn't want to recognize Martin Luther King. Now y'all don't want the gay people eat with y'all. What's going on?
They call it the SB 1060.
Wow, man. Arizona is deep, man.
Out of all 50 states, we were the only one who had to vote on the bill. I said, ain't that by the bitch. That my state, the state that I live in, that's the only state in this. I didn't
Burn Arizona, burn. Y'all want me to send public enemy down there again, man? Golly, man. Chuck D ready to go, man. What's going on? L?
Don't believe the hype.
We had to wake up a rail, man. I mean, wake up a rail Jones and sit him down on that freeway, man. You don't want that.
Hey, what'd you think about old Tink Tink over there in South Africa, man? What's your opinion about that? They've been talking about it. That's hot on the court right now.
Oh, steel legs, let him have his glory, man. Put some electricity when he put them legs on and sit him in a chair. He did it. I have no pity for him. Steel legs is dead.
Hey, big brother, they can't do that. Nelson Mandela don't have a death penalty.
I'm just saying,
he ain't gonna kill nobody.
Just pose a ward on his pants and put the electricity to his legs, man. It's over. It's over, then, T-Ro. Hey, yeah, man, he did it, man.
Hey, big brother, you wild. Let me ask you this. Oh, man. Do you think What conference is the best in college basketball right now?
We go ACC, Big Ten, Big 12.
So you say the ACC?
ACC, Big Ten, Big 12.
That's what Trent said as well.
That's how I go.
I think it's the Big 12.
I go Big 12. See, you know, when you get teams like that, man, they eliminate, they battle so much, they eliminate each other. You know what I mean? They eliminate each other. Like, you don't know how good who nobody is because they're always over there banging and battling. You never know. When you see them Big Ten people on people, man, it'd be kind of a little ugly. You see them Big Eight boys, you see them Big 12 boys on people, it'd be ugly. And you really, when you send them ACCs to another conference, they really tear up the town. And you notice when ACC and Big Ten, how they little Dick Vitale or whoever that name, whoever the little council dude is, man, they have his little game for him. They be banging. Man. Yeah, Coach V, yeah. They be banging, man. That'd be like war, you know what I'm saying? Clash of the conferences. So what I say, split the conference up, put half a Big Ten in the ACC and half an AC in the Big Ten. Let it go like that. Let them match up like that for a whole season and see what happens. You know what I mean? That's
Wichita
like,
State. Does Wichita State have a chance?
No. Why do you keep telling me that? That's like the Roadrunner don't never catch. That's like the little coyote that don't never catch the Roadrunner, man. Come on, man.
Let me ask you this, Almighty. They made it to the Final Four last year. Can they make it to the championship game?
No. That Final Four, you look at that, who they went through was cake, cake, cake. Yeah, all you needed was a candle. Happy birthday. Cake, man. It'd be cake for them, man. It'd be cake city for them, man. They get them boys some soft brackets, man. Soft brackets.
How did they
man.
Give them a soft bracket when they weren't even a high seed last year?
Soft bracket. All right, that tell it all. So what you start with? They put a marshmallow number 2 over there, and they played them. Man, it was marshmallow. March Madness is about to be cut down to about 16 teams sooner or later, man. This is getting soft. Everybody leaving college. The only way you're going to get the life back into college, you make these guys stay 2 years or more, man. That's the only way. That's the only way you're going to get life back into college basketball.
I agree with you on that, and the new NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, is definitely trying to make that his very first thing that he
does. And then you had a draft. You had a draft every 2 years, man. You don't get nobody on. You don't get that lottery stuff no more. Every 2 years, you take your whooping deferred. You take your whooping, man. Every team in the NBA take their whoop. You get a lottery every 2 years because that's garbage. You're giving away money, flat out.
Right.
You're giving away
right.
money, man. What rookie is doing something this year that was in that lottery? Tell me. I want to hear it. You know his name? Can you say his name? Can you say his name?
Not
can
really.
Can you mention one?
I mean,
that was in that lottery.
Oladipo ain't doing too hot. Trey Burke ain't doing too hot. Anthony Bennett ain't doing too hot. None of those guys are doing nothing. MBG, nothing but garbage. You put him up
so
in third grade, I'll get 5 guys off the block that'll beat them.
I'm just saying, you got to change the game. These boys have lost their life. They know, just like Kansas, that wingers dude ain't ready for no NBA, man. Come on, man. He ain't ready. That's going to be the most boring. Everybody, I tell everybody, we ain't even having it in New York City. Everybody sit at home and wait on a phone call. That's what y'all do. We ain't even having it. Just wait on a phone call. See if you got drafted.
Right.
I ain't come to New York City.
Just sit at
Watch
home.
Them. Yeah, just sit at home. You don't need to sit there. For what?
let me ask you this, Almighty, switching gears to the NBA. LeBron wore the black mask, was killing. Had 31. The NBA said, man, look at here, man. You can't come out with an all-black mask. Did you see what your boy Chris Bosh did with all the Instagram pictures? So they made him put on the clear one. Now he got 53 points before the fourth quarter has even started. What's going on with LeBron and the Mavs situation?
Man, I was just telling you, man, what he do behind doors. His wife put that mask on, that's what he do, man. She chased me around with that mask. That mask do something for him. They be switching roles, man. You know what I mean? But you get that with T-Rock? Hey, your man, I got to put something on that. Your man was talking about them Spurs. Only reason Tony Parker is retired because him and Tim Duncan is getting married in 2016.
Sweet.
Tony Parker and Tim was tired of playing Tissy and Fussy on the bench. They don't get married, man. He said he don't stay at home. Tim, you make the donuts, baby.
Timmy. See? And see, that's good for the league. See, they didn't come out with it. They keep it in the rack.
Man, holler about the Spurs, man. Come on, man. The boy been funneled. He's been a pro since he was 17 years old. So he's been funneled since he was 17 years old, man. Tim Duncan had his way with him since he touched the league, man. Yeah, Timmy's not one of the new brother. I bet he is. He changed his diapers and everything, Joe.
Woo, streets will be hot tonight. Hey, Al, let me ask you this one more last question before we let you go. Antonio Tarver, man. What? I know you've been listening in. What do you think about that?
What about him, man? When he did the Rocky Six, he was through, man. He can't beat nobody but who was that he beat that he kept beating on? That's the only person he could beat. After that, he couldn't beat nobody. I can't think of the fighter he always get. Every fighter got their number. Somebody got their number. He had the one dude. Was that Roy? That wasn't Roy, was it?
Yeah, Roy. Yeah, it was Roy Jones. But my point is, did you hear about him being
right
there with the old? Yeah.
Yeah, we're fine. We're just finding shoes in a desert. That's all we don't find. His shoe size. That's all we don't find. He stay out there too long. We'll find his shoes. That's about it. His shoes and his suit jacket.
With a road runner running by his thumbs.
Flat out. That's all you don't find, man. Let him keep on. He hit the right spot. That devil's got a lot of bodies in it. He could be what? You can bet that. You can bet that. They roll the tar right over him. Here lies Tarver. You get it? Tarver. Here.
Last question before we let you go, my Knicks. Should Carmelo opt out? Should he leave New York, man?
My whole thing is, burn everybody contract. Burn everybody contract. Ain't nobody playing hard on that team. Nobody. Not even the coach that Coulson gave up. He too busy trying to paint his beard. He trying to keep his beard black. He too busy trying to keep his beard black. He ain't even coach.
He too busy putting Beijing. He been one person to see who Beijing looks the best.
Yeah. He too busy worrying about his beard, man. He ain't even coaching, man. It's talent on that team, man. From A to B, man. You got everything you need on that team, man. You ain't got no discipline or nothing, man. You got dudes like J.R. Smith. He want to play with people with headbands and shoes. Come on, man. Ain't no focus on the team. What they focus, they ain't focus on that, man. Because if you was focused, you'd be mad about Melo taking all the shots. Ain't no focus on the team. So you gotta start chopping heads. For one, you got to get rid of whoever is the general manager because he just did the team worse than Isaiah did it. Think about that. He did the team worse than Isaiah did it. There's no role players on that team. It's all stars, supposedly. Where's the role player at besides the dude with the kid in play ice? Where's the role player at?
Tim Hardaway Jr.
No, Tim gonna be all right. I like Tim Gang, but
He in the wrong place, he don't have the wrong attitude when he leave here with these guys, man. No work ethic, man. We got it all.
Kyrie gonna stay there?
Stay at Cleveland? Nah, he gone. But you got your boy pulling guns on his bra. You know what I'm saying? When he should have kept Esther Baxter. He had one of the baddest video vixens ever. He should have kept her. Ooh. He wanted the little light skinned girl with no blood and nothing. You know what I mean? He should have kept her, man. You want to chase something that don't want you. She said she don't want you. She lost it. When you lost your starting spot, she lost you. She lost interest in you, right? They probably moved the seats. She probably was on the floor. Now she in the fifth row. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Jeez.
Real talk. I'm just saying, man. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, big brother. Well, I tell you. Big brother, man, we love when you call in, man. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show with the streets, man. You know it's almost time for us to get out of here,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, oh, so, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, we
hey,
love
hell,
you,
man. Get your governor together, man. I think I see you up there on the podium with her, man. I don't know, man. You running for governor in Arizona. You gonna be the clergyman in Arizona, huh? Okay. All right, I got you, L.
That's why I'm using these big words on the show.
Yeah, you get your word. You get your words together when you answer the phone. They tell you the streets cracked or something. We got a hole right here. A pole fell. Well, I'll take care of that. You got all the syllables together there. You doing good, L. Okay, I'm digging. You're digging.
Man, I love you, man. And we know most definitely gonna hear from you on Friday. Y'all already know.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. I ain't got no vocabulary, though. I don't remember a lot. But I'll work it out.
No question. Because I know
hey,
you taught me a lot. I know that. That's the big brother almighty. So, man. We about to go to a quick commercial. When we come back from the commercial, man, we're going to see if we have anybody else coming to the asylum. And then we're going to sign off, man. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Bucky Street, Joel, T-Row, L Boogie, always hot. Man, the word is going out to close us down early tonight because we're kicking it.
I'm in a brand new drop top Rari with three bitches. Tight to be in the middle of trial with three snitches. And I hit up every club in your city, where niggas at? I be in every club in the hood, where niggas at? Pull up, jump out, stunning like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit. Like in the A's, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock him or something? Look at his chain. Why I step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him. What? R.I.P. Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brains, good education. I'm dropped in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. to 9 broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him his bear, she think she holly. R.I.P. Hardest thing.
gasoline and I'm on that promethazine. Life ain't nothing but a G thing. Switch lane, get brain, hand down a G string. I'm that type of nigga that's built to last. You fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I got a million in sass. I say my money so tall that you might need a giraffe when you was counting this cash, nigga.
R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah, we back. We killing the sports talk world. R.I.P. We gonna shut it down. The streets, from a street perspective, sports talk with a twist of hip hop. You hear it? Oh man, man. Big ups to all the callers calling in, man. Oh, it's frizzy on a Monday.
I love it, man, when the asylum be jumping like this, man. You know what I mean? Our big brothers be showing us love, man. I wouldn't have it no other way, L Boogie. You know what I mean? That's love. Straight from the streets. And they giving you the real. Ain't nothing fake about this. It's straight 100. You know what I mean?
We like homie. We got our own lane. Nobody's in our lane. Nobody. Ain't nobody in our lane.
I ain't winners.
That's all the people we deal with, man. Trill. I want winners. Hey, big shouts out. Russell Wilson in the building. Not in the asylum, but in the state, down the street, working out for them Texas Rangers. I thought you knew.
Well, he only did one, you know what I mean, for the media. You know, he's flying back to Seattle tomorrow. But we appreciate him in the building. You know, we got with him over the weekend. We, you know, so we got a couple of things that he did. Went to a little banquet, you know, with T-Roy left the Texas Rangers. So it was even more sweet. So it was really good to see him out. And we learned a lot from that guy and what he was doing on the marketing side.
Brought a lot of them Seahawks fans, them Super Bowl winning Seahawks fans around the camp today. It was nice to see, man. You know what I mean? A lot of fans in the crowd. Yeah, man, it's standing room only, man. It was crazy just to get a glimpse of the young star. You know what I'm saying? It was nice, man. Love those fields that they done built out here, man. Gotta love it. You know what I mean? But that's how I get down with the get down. In sad news. Well, it ain't really sad, but you know, in the college game, people got to get fired. University of Tennessee, Martin, that is, fired their coach Jason James. Man, the dude this season was 8-23, 3-13 in the conference. L Boogie. Now you know that ain't good.
I won.
That's in the Ohio Valley Conference, so I'm pretty sure everybody know about University of Tennessee, Martin. Sad thing is, in 5 years, he only won 37 games.
Again, I won winners.
He went 37 and 117. Damn.
Every time he went out to the locker room, man, they just was talking about kicking it after the game. They weren't worried about if they won the game or not. Hey, what are we doing after the game? That's what the players was thinking. Under this guy. It was no accountability. None. Oh, there go one of the words again. There it is.
I tell you, man, I appreciate you going to the Stephen A. Smith vocabulary for thugs this over the weekend also. But, man, before we get out of here, man, let me give him a shout out, man. Studio guest, man, who got us the information that we needed. You know what I'm saying? That's that boy Bluesy. I see the wifey in the studio. What's up, baby? She must be came in and give us the okay, the green light. The dinner is ready. You better eat while it's hot. You know what I mean? That's how we get down. Yo, big shouts out to Team Legacy, Coach Jay. Hey, big shouts out to my son, man, L Boogie. You know, we play in that XL League. He got his little name printed out in the little YMCA joint. Yeah, 16 points, little Selmery bad. Little dude had like little game, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. Coach J, Coach P, you know how we get down. You know, these playoffs starting, Coach Boogie. What's the plan, Coach Boogie? We got the playoffs. Playoffs? Can we get down with the playoffs? What we going to do, Coach?
Like we always say, if you ain't first, you're last. So you already know how I feel about it. But, you know what I mean? Shouts out to, you know what I mean, the team that really knocked our head off from L.A. County. Woo-wee. And like I told my players, for every one of you, it's six of them in L.A. They didn't believe me. But after Sunday, now they do. That's from the streets. So, you know, all you ball players, females, males, you know, coming up, you thinking you're great. Hey, for every one of you, there's someone better. So you always, always, on and off the court or field, even in the classroom, you always aiming to be first. Always. You don't want to be average. Who wants to be average? Even if you're a garbage man, you want to be the best garbage man there is. Because everybody doesn't go to college. Man, either you had a crooked jump shot or you sold. Oh, man, let me stop. Let me stop. I'm preaching, man. You know what I mean? Let me stop. Man, man shout out, man. Go ahead, man. Shout out. Man, we getting in here tonight. Woo!
I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize.
You got me coaching on the air. But listen, shouts out to the world. Man, I want to say, man, shouts out to all the young men and all the young ladies who participated in the event over the weekend. And just to keep them off the streets and have that percentage of doing something positive when they could be doing anything else. So I just want to give a shout out to all the coaches, the parents who are investing every, you know what I mean, they what they do as far as the time and the financial stability that they put into it too for their child to stay off the street. So big up to all the parents that you know that's involved in their kid. So you know the streets is talking. We'll see you on Friday. And like always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Jewels, you know what it is, baby. Much love. L Boogie. Hell of a show, baby. You know how we get down, baby. Hopefully we get some special guests in on Friday as well. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That boy there is a damn fool, lady. We out, y'all. Much love to all the callers that have called in this side of the bed. Get some rest. I hope you get warm. If it don't, y'all always welcome to our state where it's 80 degrees. We love y'all, man. See y'all on Friday.
At least we're better than Florida.
Wheels on my ride, spent by 6 meals on my ride. You kept me swerving all of your side of town, but the bitch don't kill my vibe. I don't blow my high, then blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly. Your baby daddy, dear, respect me, black, yeah, I. That no lie, I'm on my 12, blowing circles in the air. Her that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Fully simming. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, still in it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
One of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night.
You know me, I say stunt, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast, like Flint Rich, nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that. Fuck your team with a freak set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with his lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a G about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
Trippy.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. We're still in this.